following podcast is brought to you by the Communication Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Dive into the world of football with the Red Zone Rundown, and I'm your host, DJ Zero. Welcome to the fourth episode of the Red Zone Rundown. And today we are going to compare two NFL running backs, one from the modern era in Christian McCaffrey of the San Francisco 49ers, and one from a few years back if you remember the name Jamaal Charles. Jamaal Charles was selected in the third round of the 2008 NFL draft by the Kansas City Chiefs. He had a very short prime from 2009 to 2014, but in his 11-year career he averaged 5.4 yards per carry. That's more than any running back since 1946. In over 1,400 carries in his career, 5.4 yards per carry is an insane number. And if you don't know what yards per carry means, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's basically how many yards you're picking up per attempt. Charles had a great career, but I also feel really bad for the guy for a few reasons. For starters, during his prime, Jamaal Charles tore both of his ACLs. The first one was in the second game of the 2011 season after his legendary 2010 All-Pro season. Absolutely brutal. The second time in his other knee was 2015, just two seasons after his second All-Pro season. Basically, in five seasons, he blew out both his knees. It's truly a shame. And that's just a really tough thing to deal with because he basically just didn't have that burst and agility that really got him to the NFL in the first place. The second reason is basically just because the Chiefs were really bad when he was first drafted. There was a lot of losing games and they didn't really start to pick it up until towards the end of his career. And unfortunately, he was just stuck with the Chiefs when they were bad. And by the time that he was able to heal up, you know, they got Alex Smith and they started to win a couple more games. He just wasn't the same player. In 2012, Charles led the NFL in rushing with 1,509 yards and was named first team All-Pro. He's also a four-time Pro Bowler and has been named to the second team All-Pro. He also holds very several Chiefs franchise records, including the most rushing yards in a single game with 259 yards. And he also has the most career rushing touchdowns in the Chiefs franchise. He also had the infamous 5-touchdown game versus the Raiders, really showcasing his dual threat ability in the rushing attack along with the pass catching game. He's always been known for his speed and elusiveness, has always made him a dangerous threat on the field. But here's one of the craziest stats that I've seen. In 2010, he made the Pro Bowl team and the All-Pro team, but he rushed for 1,400 yards on 6.4 yards per attempt and did not lead his team in carries with only 230 attempts. Thomas Jones actually led the team with 245 yards, but only 900 yards. That just shows his production with a limited workload. Really shows his greatness, honestly. And one thing special about Jamaal was he always had these super long runs. And that's honestly something that I miss because I haven't seen a lot of that recently. You see a couple breakout runs, but a lot of the times safeties are on that and they're not getting burnt. And with his speed and elusiveness, he was truly excellent at getting to the second level and making someone miss, then turning on the burners. He truly had all the intangibles to become a Hall of Fame running back. Jamaal Charles was dominant due to his exceptional speed, elusiveness, vision, and playmaking ability on the field. He was able to break tackles, make some defenders miss, and always create big plays. It was always a dangerous threat when you're facing Jamaal Charles, and he was always the guy to key in on. His versatility as a running back and his ability to contribute in the passing game also added to his dominance on the field. No, I might sound crazy, but I honestly believe that Jamaal Charles had the chance to be the greatest running back of all time. And that is a scorching hot take because Jamaal Charles, he was only really good for a few seasons. And to say that and compare him to someone like Walter Payton or Barry Sanders is just, I mean, I can see how that's somewhat insulting, but if you really turn on the film and just literally just look up Jamaal Charles highlights, watch what the things that he did, his presence on the field was so felt by everybody. Like, I haven't seen anybody with that raw speed that you've seen I the only one I want to say is maybe Tyreek Hill from the same team, but he's a wide receiver. But as a running back, I don't really think I could compare him to anyone. The only one I want to say is Christian McCaffrey. But honestly, when you compare him to Christian McCaffrey, I'm sure that Jamaal Charles had a gear up from CMC too. How great CMC is, he just didn't have that electric breakout speed that Jamaal Charles had. What Jamaal Charles had was just completely different. It's nothing to take away from Christian McCaffrey, though, because Christian McCaffrey is easily one of the most versatile offensive weapons in the NFL. You know, coming from the Panthers and pairing him up with someone like Kyle Shanahan, it honestly just seems like a match made in heaven. And as you saw, Christian McCaffrey just had a record-breaking year and is arguably one of the most valuable non-quarterbacks in the NFL. He tied the NFL record in consecutive games with a touchdown at 17. He was able to finish the 2023 season with 2,000 scrimmage yards and 21 total touchdowns. Always been a fan of Christian McCaffrey, even since Stanford. In his rookie season in 2017, McCaffrey became the first rookie in the NFL to have at least 70 receptions and 5 receiving touchdowns. And then in 2019, McCaffrey became the third player in NFL history to record over 1,000 rushing yards and 1,000 receiving yards in a single season. He also set the NFL record for receptions by a running back in a single season with 116. McCaffrey has also been selected to multiple Pro Bowls and has been named First Team All-Pro. He had several franchise records with the Carolina Panthers, including the most receptions by a running back in a single season and most scrimmage yards in a single season. McCaffrey has been recognized as one of the top players in the league for his versatility and playmaking ability. At Christian McCaffrey, he has almost every intangible that you want to look for in a running back, in his versatility as a runner, as well as a pass catcher with his exceptional athleticism and football IQ. He always excelled in the running game and the passing game. Defenses struggled to contain McCaffrey. McCaffrey's ability to make defenders miss, break tackles, and find the end zone consistently contributed to his dominance on the field. And I always think that his hard work and dedication is really what makes him great. Coming from an NFL player in Ed McCaffrey, his father, he's always showed to show him how to treat his body right and prepare for each game like a real pro athlete. Watched a podcast with Christian McCaffrey and former Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan, and Christian McCaffrey basically just spoke about how his father treated him growing up, and not say that it was bad, but really how much he's grateful for it and how hard he was on him with taking care of his body. Even things like, he said that he always had to drink like liquid IV at lunch and make sure that you don't squint because you waste energy, or you know, wearing jeans to school instead of something comfortable. Everything would affect his game, and that's why Christian McCaffrey's preparation and execution to the game translates so perfectly. Like Jamaal Charles, Christian McCaffrey has also had some injury concerns during his career. Christian McCaffrey has also faced his fair share. In 2020, he suffered a high ankle sprain of injuries during his career. He missed several games. However, he had a significant portion of the 2020 season due to various injuries, including a high ankle sprain. And despite the injury concerns, the San Francisco 49ers decided to take a gamble and trade for Christian McCaffrey, and so far it's looked like a great trade, as Christian McCaffrey just won Offensive Player of the Year for the 2023 season. He's 27 years old right now, and his career is far from over. As we look to compare both Jamaal Charles and Christian McCaffrey, what can we really say is the difference about them? I think that's when we start to question longevity versus prime. It's really difficult to discuss this question because longevity versus prime is very two completely different things, and it's where you kind of get to determine what you value more. Do you value peak performance and how dominant you were at your best? Me personally, that's really hard to decide, because at his prime, I think you have to say that Jamaal Charles is the better player, because at his prime he was unbelievably dominant. At the same time, when you look at someone like Christian McCaffrey, how do you determine his prime? He's just been consistently good throughout his career, despite the injuries that takes a small gap in his career, but he had a legendary 2019 season with the back-to-back 1,000 receiving and rushing yards. But then he goes in 2023 in his first full year with the 49ers and wins Offensive Player of the Year, arguably MVP. Honestly, in my opinion, should have been MVP, but we all just know that's a QB award at this point. How do we decide this? You know, there's other players like Frank Gore, for example. His whole career is longevity. So many years in a row with getting a 1,000-yard season. Same with Mike Evans. They're just consistently good. But at their peak, someone like Bo Jackson only played for, what, 2-3 seasons, but was incredibly dominant in those seasons that he played, which is why a lot of people would regard him as one of the greatest. But some people might value other things, you never know. Charles was definitely a generational athlete, and it's really sad to see that where his career went when he had those injuries and struggled with knee problems, with tearing both of his ACLs, and see where he could have been. Honestly, I don't see any player that I compare him to in today's game other than McCaffrey. The only one I want to say other than with just pure speed, I just haven't seen enough of him, is Jahmyr Gibbs. Jahmyr Gibbs, combination between his pass catching ability and his speed in the second level, is honestly the only thing that I can really compare it to. Just don't think I've seen enough from Jahmyr Gibbs to really say he was on Jamal Charles' level. But comparing him to Christian McCaffrey is great in so many different ways, in similar ways, but different game. What I do want to say is Christian McCaffrey does have one of the most insane visions I've ever seen. It's very close to Le'Veon Bell, but watching him go in and out of tackles and watching every single game from the 49ers just really showed how great he is. You know, the 49ers had an offense where you really thought that they're almost running back proof, that you would slide in Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, Matt Breida, and they were just able to produce at a very high level. And then adding an all-pro in Christian McCaffrey, it just seems like there's no, how can you stop that? And I feel like that's what you get with the 49ers offense with Christian McCaffrey, is like, how can you even stop him? How do you even contain him? It's like they have to almost sell out on the run to show that I can stop this guy, but then you have all these other guys. And Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk. And it's just a really hard offense to face. And that's all because of Christian McCaffrey's gravity towards the defense. He's such a guy that you have to look at almost every single play. That's why it's interesting talking about running backs, because, you know, with the running back market, you see a lot of running backs are being very undervalued in their ability to produce, because teams have shown time and time again that you don't really need a star running back to win the Super Bowl. You know, I just hope the 49ers can win one and prove others wrong, because it really shows Christian McCaffrey's greatness. And to answer the question about longevity and prime, I really do feel like Christian McCaffrey is better. The prime at his highest level, Jamal Charles will forever just be going down as one of the greatest what-ifs in NFL history, while Christian McCaffrey will solidify himself as one of the best, if not the best, NFL running back of all time. Pairing, it's hard not to, but how the NFL has evolved within systems and scheme sets, because it's truly a different game in today's NFL society. The NFL is such a pass-heavy offense now that when Jamal Charles was running, you had a lot of other good running backs in Chris Johnson, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, and you had all these staple pieces. When last year, it seemed like Christian McCaffrey was really the only elite NFL running back. I think second you maybe have, it was always an argument, but to have Christian McCaffrey to solidify himself as the number one running back, clearly better than every running back, is just set, tells a different story. Like I talked about with Jamal Charles, is that the Chiefs were really bad when he was playing. And you're just not going to see that in today's game. You have If you just have a bad offensive line, there's just no way your running back can be productive. You saw that with Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is one of the most talented running backs, physically gifted running backs of all time. But he's not going to have any production if you don't have a line. I think it was different then. You're able to get schemes to get Jamaal Charles and LeSean McCoy open in space, but now you have to run between the tackles. You know, there's condensed defenses. Defenses have evolved. More talented edge rushers and defenders, and it's just, I feel like it's more difficult. But I think that just speaks greatly wonders to how good Christian McCaffrey really is. Dominance is such a staple piece into how the NFL is even looked at. The only running back that was consistently good throughout the season, every single game and game out, and everyone was trying to say that he's maybe injury prone, or he doesn't have this, he doesn't have that, but I feel like he just proves everybody wrong. And this is why Christian McCaffrey will be better than every running back in the NFL this upcoming season. Well, thank you for listening to the fourth episode of the Red Zone Rundown. I'll see you next week.